This is As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends. I'm Phil Hewlett. I thank you for tuning in. This is the show where we bring you the stories behind the stories that matter in your life. We'll tell you something maybe you didn't know, hear from the experts, authors, and others, and we hope to put a little smile on your face along the way. But in every case, we call it As We See It. On today's show, big international news from the downing of a jetliner to ground troops in Gaza. We'll update you and ask the important questions. Plus, huge Microsoft layoffs and all-you-can-eat Kindle when our tech guy joins us live. And a face you'll recognize, but you'll have to settle for the voice of former Entertainment Tonight anchor Jan Carl. She'll be here. Let's meet the friends. Jennifer Bjorklund is in Wisconsin, enjoying a little time off. So let's skip ahead. He chooses food carefully whenever he's in the studio. Here's Jay Campadonia.
I've got a story out of the animal kingdom that will remind you to chew nice and slow and swallow.
And almost finished with his daily carbo load, here's Chris Martin.
Phil, we've all seen the previews for the new Hercules movie with Dwayne The Rock Johnson. But wait until you hear how much food this guy had to eat to look like the son of a Greek god.
Wow. Think you could pull that off?
Yes.
I could get the food part down.
Exactly.
I don't know about the exercise part. Compare the results between the two of us. I can't wait to hear about that. But let's get things started, and thanks for tuning in today. Incidentally, Jennifer will be back on Monday for Jennifer's fan club, who tends to tune in huge numbers on Thursdays. We are sorry. But please, stick around for the boys' club today. We have a lady in the studio a little later when Jan Carl gets here. But the first story has to do with chewing and swallowing carefully. Jay?
Yes, we love the great white shark stories around this place. A 12-footer off the coast of Australia started showing up near shore, but it wasn't acting right. It wasn't acting like a typical shark. It was erratic. It would go to shore, and then it would go back out to sea. It would go to shore, kind of flop around on the beach a little bit, and then it would go back out to sea. So they called in a bunch of brainiacs out there, and they said, what is going on with the shark? What do we do? Do we haul it in? Do we try to catch it? What do we do? Well, the next day, they had no answers. The next day, the fish wound up dead on the beach.
Uh-oh. What happened?
They found a sea lion stuck in its throat.
Oh. They should have Heimlich'd earlier.
3/4. Well, that's what they think the shark was trying to do by going to the beach and flopping around.
Yeah.
Trying to dislodge it, get it moving, get that moving. So, reminder, folks, when you're out there throwing down your Big Macs, chew your food, please.
Carefully.
Interesting, because they breathe through gills. You wouldn't think it would suffocate a shark to have something lodged in
its throat.
It's
a seal. It's the size of a small human.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, chew your food. Use your teeth if you got them.
Yeah.
And swallow carefully.
And remember the buddy plan. Never eat alone.
Yeah. 32 times my grandparents told me. That's how many times you're supposed to chew each bite.
There's nothing left after about the 28th chew.
You just turn it to pulp.
After like the third chew. What are you doing? I had hamburger last night. I swear, this thing went down in about 6 bites. It was so good. You ever have that moment?
Yeah. Do you do the double bite? Do you do the double
oh,
bite?
Oh, absolutely. Chomp once, and then you chomp again? Oh.
Yeah, once you
no.
see.
Okay.
Smash it back a little bit.
Why don't we just leave and go have a meal?
I am getting hungry.
No? Oh, we have a show to do.
A show, sir. Yeah.
Well, there are three things you can count on. You can count on this show being on every day at 2, but you can also count on death and taxes.
Yes.
In most cases, right, Jay?
In most cases. A judge in Philly is awesome. Let's just say that. The city of Brotherly Love wanted to put a 5% tax. 5% tax. I'm going to say it one more time. 5% tax. That's a pretty hefty number. On lap dances.
Oh.
A couple of strip clubs in town haven't been paying their bills.
Yeah.
They're about $3 million in debt.
$3 million?
Combined, the three.
Tax bills?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. The story doesn't really go into it, but here's the thing.
Wait, it's just doing the math, and it's boggling my mind if that's just the tax bill.
Yeah, so here's the deal. So the city bigwigs, they were like, hey, let's put a tax on their lap dances. Then we can pay off this debt that you owe to the city. Judge says, no way, no how. You cannot put a, quote, amusement tax on a private exchange between two people.
Oh.
Do you think the judge had a personal interest in this? I mean, I'm just wondering.
Was he thinking of himself? Maybe he's taken a selfie.
Maybe.
And he'd like to preserve it. In fact, let's close the circle. Maybe he'd like to preserve it and eat it. How is that possible in this story, Jay?
The greatest toaster ever invented, Phil. It's called the Burnt. It'll cost you $75, but here's the cool thing. You hook the toaster up to your cell phone, up to a USB drive, and you upload your selfie. And then the technology inside the toaster will burn your selfie into your toast. I want one for Christmas.
First thing I'm going to do is put the face of Mother Teresa on one, so then people will really have that, you know?
And charge admission.
Yes.
Yeah, these are the same guys who came up with the Jesus toaster a few years ago, so it's there funny you bring that up.
How were sales? Any idea?
Well, they're coming out with another version of the toaster that does pretty much the same thing, so
right.
Probably fairly well.
Must have been good.
And it's $75 a pop?
My goodness. That's an expensive toaster.
Yeah, right.
I think the last time I bought a toaster, I dropped maybe $20. Don't you spend the least amount of money on a toaster because you know it's going to break? It doesn't matter how fancy or expensive it is. It's going to last like a year and a day.
It's the least amount on the toaster, the most amount on the blender. That's the rule.
Blender, really?
Oh, yeah. You got to get an expensive blender.
Yeah, but you're going to get metal shards in your margarita.
No, what are you doing? No, that's why you buy the expensive ones. Then you don't have to worry about any of that. You put tin cans in there, and all of a sudden you're good to go.
All right.
You can get an expensive toaster, too. You know, the four slots and the crumb holder.
You know what else is expensive?
What?
You know, all the crumbs go to the bottom, and there's a tray.
Chris, you know what else is expensive?
What's that?
The Rock's diet.
Yes.
What's his name? Dwayne something, right?
It's Dwayne Johnson.
Thank you.
But he gets to keep his name. He's one of those guys that must have worked a deal with Vince McMahon because he still is known as Dwayne The Rock Johnson. But if you follow Dwayne Johnson on Instagram, by the way, you will see nothing but photos of his superhuman, ripped, shredded physique because that's all he puts out there anymore.
Selfies?
Prior to this Hercules movie. Selfies, yes. Burn that on a piece of toast.
You got something you want to get off your chest? You're getting a little excited there, big
guy. So he's playing Hercules.
He is.
And he's ripped. He's yoked.
He's a massive mountain of man.
And how did he get there?
Well, he got there by eating a lot of food. He recently released his diet plan on what he had to do to work out and what he had to eat to get there. So for the last 6 months, he has eaten the same combination of foods every day, and I'm not going to name every type of food, but in each day, he eats 7 meals that include a combination of the following. 52 ounces of meat per day between chicken, fish,
yeah.
and beef. That's over 3 pounds of meat a day, by the way. 14 egg whites, almost 6 cups of white rice, 4 cups of asparagus and broccoli. 21 ounces of baked potato.
Oh, my God.
Add to that a protein shake, a handful of multivitamins, glucosamine, branched-chain amino acids, and chondroitins, and you also create a mutant of a man that is 6'5", almost 270 pounds of pure muscle.
Not an ounce of fat on that man.
Not an ounce of fat. Oh, he also has a protein shake every day. Oh, I mentioned the protein shake. Oh, he also washes it down with lion's blood. That's the other thing I forgot to mention.
No, he does not.
What?
He tweeted it.
When is he's faking that one. But what? How
served fresh and warm.
With all that eating, yeah. You can't just wolf that down. He's got to have time to work out. How many hours of working out does he get in?
I don't know how many hours. You know, he says that one of his workouts is 90 minutes. He lifts weight 6 days a week, 2 times a day. Every week for 6 months, for the last 6 months. I think he can take a break now that the movie's out.
Holy smokes.
But
so
yeah,
that's 3 hours of weightlifting a day. That's not including cardio.
Yeah.
It's not including...
No, it includes cardio.
Jazzercise.
His first 50 minutes is cardio, and then his next, whatever equals 90 from there, 40, right, is going to be concentrating on one muscle, like his thighs or his
he's going to, if he came back to world wrestling, he could just crush whoever he sees in the ring at his current
state.
Well,
I don't know about Brock Lesnar. He's even bigger than
who?
The Rock. You know who Brock Lesnar is?
No.
You don't? He was the UFC champion, too. Jay, you know who he
former
is, right?
Former UFC guy, yeah.
And how much bigger is he than The Rock?
Boy, do we miss Jennifer right now.
See? Must be.
This is 13-year-old, you know, high school conversation. This is good.
One
it's
thing,
good for us
one
to bond
thing
like
the,
this.
The Rock follows, he says he looks at food as nutrition for his body, not as pleasure for his tongue during these regimens.
My goodness. You know? All right. Well, quick break here, and then when we get back, we want to catch up on some of the international news. I mean, things we don't normally get real heavy on the program, but the world has suddenly gone haywire. with a couple of key stories that we're following, and it's not an easy time for the United States, of course, because we're dealing with allies and enemies at the same time. But talking about that Malaysia airliner that crashed in the Ukraine, perhaps, I mean, most people are saying it was shot down now. And also what's happening in the Gaza now with Israel bringing in the ground troops. We'll just briefly hit those and continue with the types of stories we typically do as well when we return here on As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends on KFWB News Talk 980.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Ports of Call Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials, as well as the South Bay's best bottomless champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Ports of Call Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsofcalldining.com or call 310-833-3553. Thanks for listening to As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends. I'm Phil Hewlett. Jay Caponia is here. Chris Martin is here. Jennifer Bjorklund has the rest of the week off. She's in Wisconsin. Plenty of cheese and wine for her and her husband and her friends and family.
You think she's a brat kind of girl?
Does she like brats? I don't know. It's a good question when she gets back.
I bet she'd eat it.
What brought you back, Jennifer?
But
the first question we ask. Serious times right now, Jay, around the world. We got two stories breaking more or less about the time that we got in to start preparing for the show. And the first one is this Malaysian airliner that was shot down, flight MH17, apparently shot down. Has that been confirmed yet over Ukraine?
Well, here's the thing. U.S. officials moments ago came out and say they believe that it was shot down with a surface-to-air missile, which is no joke kind of stuff. This is not something that you see very often. It was a Boeing 777. That's a huge, huge airplane. And almost 300 people on board. And so they...
280 passengers, 15 crew.
Correct. It was shot down at 33,000 feet.
Okay, so... How in the world is it possible that a commercial jetliner is flying right through the middle of a war zone?
I interviewed a former commercial airline pilot, and he actually had the exact same question. I interviewed him this morning for the 9-to-5 gig, if you will. And I asked him straight up, I go, why were they even going over the war zone? That zone is hot right now, especially with the new sanctions from the U.S. being put on Russia. It kind of ticked them off a little bit. It's like, why are they flying over there? And he goes, I have no idea. He goes, the FAA had reportedly told everybody to stay out of that area to begin with. And why did this person – it's going to come down to – he told me it's going to come down to whoever called the shots. He said, okay, go ahead. You're fine. And the captain said, okay, I'll go ahead. And whoever made that call – that's who they're really going to go after.
My goodness. Yeah, and leader of Malaysia has made some comments about this, and it almost sounds like he's saying, all right, we're coming over there. We're going to mess with you now.
That's actually right. He's actually sent a disaster recovery and rescue team over to Ukraine. He says that he can't comment on exactly how the plane went down. No distress call, by the way, from the plane. Which was kind of – that was the case with the last Malaysian airline as well.
Makes you scratch your head. A couple of scenarios you could just speculate on, but the one clear potential problem would be that missile just got up there in a hurry and hit the front of the plane.
Exactly. And the Prime Minister of Malaysia says if it indeed was shot down, the perpetrators need to be brought to justice.
Quote, unquote, brought to justice.
Yes.
Who's going to do that?
Couldn't tell you. A few other little reports that are out there. None of this is confirmed, but this is what is being thrown around there. There may be 23 Americans on that board, or on board the plane.
Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur.
Correct.
All right. And the other thing is, earlier in the week, there was a an Egypt-brokered ceasefire between the Hamas, the other Palestinians who are fighting with Israel right now in Gaza, and Israel said, okay, we're on board. But Hamas said, no, no way. Nobody should even be negotiating with Israel right now. And they kept lobbing the missiles over the border. And Israel said, well, if that's the way you're going to have it, we're going to take this to the next level. And today we get confirmation that of what that next level is.
Israel has started a ground invasion in Gaza. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the mission is to destroy terror tunnels and seriously harm the infrastructure of Hamas. Now, prior to launching the ground troops, which basically is happening right now as we speak, they launched a massive wave of air and artillery strikes in the area, sent out the warnings, sent out on the apps, Chris, that you were talking about the other day.
Yeah, Red Alert.
The Red Alert app, correct. Sent all that out and then said, if you don't want to be in the middle of this, you need to get out. So it is melting down in that part of the world right now.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's hope it all works itself out in a hurry. But lives lost today, so difficult to know which way it's going to go. We know the president talked about both situations, and we will continue to follow these. And, of course, KFWB News Talk 980 is on top of the news on an hourly basis. And when you check into the morning tomorrow, when I'm on with Penny Griego doing the morning news, certainly we will have the latest for you there. And thanks for tuning in and keeping it locked on this station. All right, on to other things, international news, but on the sporty side, Chris,
yeah.
The British Open is happening.
The British Open, also known as the Open Championship, is underway. It's at Royal Liverpool in Hoylake. And the field is all chasing young Irishman Rory McIlroy. He sits on atop the leaderboard at 6 under par, and he's a guy that's certainly familiar with anybody that pays attention to sports and the news.
He's a good player, and he's been right there at the top of the leaderboard when it counts.
Yeah, he's a heck of a player. You know, real quick side story, I was watching something last week. He was playing on this course over in Scotland. He hit a ball 436 yards onto the green. This other group was still up on the green. I just, for his size and stature, to be able to hit a ball that far is
That's super awesome. Athletic.
You know, and they look back at him, you know, like, that's not even humanly possible.
Did you yell four? I didn't hear it.
Yeah. I think most of the sports and golf world is focusing on the fact that Tiger Woods is actually tied for fourth right now. He's only 3 shots back in this major tournament, and he rebounded on the back nine. He went on a run of birdies.
And he's still recuperating right from whatever it was he was recuperating
from.
Back surgery problem.
Well, that's pretty
plus
good news.
Plus social surgery. And let's not forget that this track that they're playing on is where Tiger hauled in the claret jug back in 2006. So not out of the range of possibilities that he could win his 15th major here this weekend.
Yep. How about that? All right. Good. So we've got all the guys pit against each other there in golf. But in certain parts of the country where the urban sprawl is making its way out into the rural parts of town, it's not always as easy as just plowing over the fields and erecting your little master planned community, is it, Chris? I mean, Jay.
I take you to Englewood, Florida, Phil, where they have a lot of what they called hobby farms. So people have, like, you know, 10 cows, a couple of goats, maybe some dogs running around. Well, a housing development is threatening their neighborhood. They want to put up 80 homes over basically 40 acres. And the people who live there say, no, we like it out here in the sticks. We want to keep it the sticks. So in protest, they have erected a few signs. Now, mind you, if you have small children in the car, please hide their ears. And if you don't want to be offended, well, then just stay tuned. They're putting up signs that say, hey, we have farm animals. Animals make funny sounds, smell bad, and have sex outdoors. Unless you can tolerate the noise while they have sex outdoors, you might not want to live here. Don't put a property next to a farm.
Wow.
I kind of like that tactic.
Yes. Well, you got to think about that when you're buying a new home. What do you, you know, you go there in the middle of the summer. You go there in the middle of the winter, if you can. You go there when the farm animals are out doing their thing.
Right.
In the spring, usually.
Stand there in the living room, watch TV when the train's going by to see if you can handle that.
Right.
Fair warning, right?
just
being
love
off.
It.
It's like beware of dog or, you know.
Right. Hey, y'all, just letting you know. Yeah.
Will you update this?
They get frisky back there.
Update this for us when the real estate company comes back with their new sales pitch.
Of course.
All right.
Of course.
Hey, chubbiness can save lives.
Oh, thank God. I'm living forever.
Yeah. So, Jay, go ahead. Pick up that rotisserie chicken leg and the mashed potatoes you've always wanted for breakfast and eat them proudly. A new study published by the Mayo Clinic. So this is not goofing around.
All right.
The Mayo Clinic.
I had a foot-long sandwich this morning for breakfast.
With mayo?
mayo.
Doctors found that overweight and obese people have a lower risk of dying from heart disease than people who are average weight or especially underweight.
That's what I'm talking about.
In fact, underweight people have the highest risk of dying early overall.
It's because they're worried about what they eat all the time. You can't count calories and stress out. Just shove it in
and
be on your way.
These studies are ridiculous. I can't believe it. It's a different one every week.
The Mayo Clinic.
It's sponsored by Best Foods, probably.
Not that kind of mayo. Here's a question for you. How is Amazon like Netflix? And no, I'm not talking movies. Stumped? I bet you are. But you won't be when you hear from our tech guy, Jeremy Antecuni. He joins us next, right here, on As We See It with Phil Hewlett and Friends on KFWB News Talk 980. All right, here we go. Our next segment on As We See It with Phil Hewlett and Friends on KFWB News Talk 980. If you miss anything on this program, you can always go to philhewlettandfriends.com. We archive every single show, make it available to you to listen on demand or download, share with your friends, whatever you like. And we like when you do that. Thank you. All right, Chris, they have some particularly high-tech park benches in that one town in this U.S. of A., don't they?
They do, yeah. In Boston, they actually have some benches that are inspired by MIT Media Lab, and they're actually called SOFAs. So the SOFA, that's S-O-O-F-A, it's a solar-powered bench, and they put them around parks and walkways, and they like to keep them especially close to college towns.
Oh.
Or college areas.
What do? You plug your phone into it?
Yeah, you can. So the Boston mayor says, cell phones don't just make phone calls. Why should benches just be seats?
Ah.
So there's a box on the bench. The box looks like it takes up some seat room. So I'm not sure how ergonomical it is. But on top of the box is a little solar panel. And then on the sides are some USB ports. You can plug in a computer or plug in your phone.
How about that? Yeah, that's great.
Cool. $3,000 a piece for those.
Speaking of phones, if you took today's iPhone and cracked it open, literally cracked it open and looked at the parts inside. If you wanted to buy those parts back in 1991, it would have cost you $3.56 million.
Jeez.
What?
And that's why our tech guy, Jeremy Antecuni, loves iPhones, and he's on with us right now.
I do like iPhones. And getting back to that bench, I figured that there was going to be like retractable spikes that come up to prevent people from trying to sleep on them.
Oh, that would be smart.
Oh, look at you.
They have those. They have the hobo spikes now in L.A. that they put around the corners.
Is that what they're called?
I don't think they're called hobo spikes, but that's what
they are now.
The article I read.
Yeah, right.
Nicknamed it that.
Okay.
That was brutal.
Fine. You should have attributed that before people, you know, say, hey, that Chris Martin, he's real insensitive to homeless people.
Yeah, they're not officially called that.
Yeah. All right. So why don't we get to the tech talk or stay on that before we get into more trouble, Jeremy? So Amazon's doing something. It's very Netflix-like, but it has to do with Kindle. Tell us about that.
It is very much like Netflix, and it has been rumored for several months, but due to somebody slipping up, they accidentally posted something on their website, which gave everybody some information that I think they weren't quite ready to reveal. It is called Kindle Unlimited. It's going to be a $10 a month service that gives you unlimited access not to their entire library of books, but to 600,000 books. And of course, this hasn't been released yet, so we don't know all of the details, but it does look as though none of the big five publishers are there. So while I like to read, I'm kind of wondering whether or not we're going to have a similar issue that Netflix does, because how many times do you guys find yourself scrolling through hundreds of titles of things that you've never even heard of before, you know, getting tired before you even find a show to watch?
Yeah, it happens constantly. And if I am looking for that, oh, you remember that movie, and you look through, and often you'll find it today, but I still remember the early Netflix days where you couldn't find much.
Yeah, it certainly has improved over time, and they've got, they'd like to tout the numbers of, titles they have in their collections, and they've got, gazillions of titles, but, how many of those are actually worth watching or reading? We'll have to wait and see on this one.
Yeah, and you say the five major publishers aren't in there. Is that because they haven't done the contracts yet or because there's pushback on the concept?
It's hard to say since they haven't actually officially released this, but I'm guessing that it probably comes down to royalties and them not getting enough money to get access to their popular titles.
Yeah, all right. And I'm guessing if you work for Microsoft these days, you're probably not upgrading your Amazon account or any other account for that matter because of what's happening over there with the job situation, right?
Yeah, not good for some of these folks at Microsoft. 18,000 jobs over the next year will be cut. That's nearly 15% of their entire workforce. This is going to be the largest cut in the history of the company, although a majority of them, 12,500, are going to come from the Nokia Devices unit, which essentially is the Nokia phone maker that they acquired towards the beginning of the year. And that makes up about half of that entire unit.
And now, the jobs are they in Finland? Are they here? Do you know where they are?
I haven't seen specifically where they are, but of course, they did acquire Nokia. There's obviously a lot of employees having it been a Finland company before, so I would imagine that a lot of them are over there. But as companies grow worldwide, they obviously have distributed employees, so this is going to affect people all over the
right.
place.
I know there's a Nokia facility in San Diego, so we don't know if that one is
right.
affected, but
yeah.
we'll certainly keep an eye on that.
You think of Microsoft, it was once the absolute leader in PC software, but if you take a look at the way people are interacting with the internet and all of the services and their digital lives these days, and you put smartphones and tablets into that mix, Microsoft only has a 14% share of how people actually use internet technologies these
wow.
days, which is just an amazing
14%.
Problem.
You know, it makes you think about the days when if you thought about computers, you thought about IBM.
Right, that's right. Absolutely.
And look what's happened with them. In fact, IBM's in the news, right?
Yeah, IBM and Apple actually have announced that they are putting aside their 30-year rivalry and partnering up to offer both products and services to IBM's enterprise customers. As you guys probably know, at least some of us that remember way back in the 80s, Apple and IBM have gone head-to-head for a long time. Of course, when the PC was first coming out and Apple was introducing the Macintosh, they had a great commercial that you've probably seen where, of course, they not so subtly depicted IBM as the big brother from George Orwell's novel. And of course, over the years, we're fierce competitors. But over that time, IBM actually started to move away from consumer products, sold off their PC division to Lenovo, and has since been focusing on software and services. And so this partnership really illustrates that IBM is going to be selling those devices to their enterprise customers, but probably more importantly, and probably the bigger impact, is going to be the software that they're working on together. They're going to be developing 100 industry-specific apps as well as tools that give IT departments better management over those mobile devices.
Okay, now the big question is, will I be able to easily have Windows on my iPad?
There's probably several ways that you could do that, but why would you want to?
Okay, good point taken. Touche. Listen up, smart guy.
Yeah, if I were to buy today's Windows software in 1991,
yeah,
cost you $3.4 million.
Hey, Jeremy, any updates on your drone problems?
Very, very interesting. So, of course, as we talked about last week, I got in a little bit of hot water with some authorities for flying my drone near a crime scene. They did confiscate the card. Shortly after we talked about it, less than an hour later, I got a huge pounding knock on the door. And I do, of course, have a doorbell, guys. I opened the door to find these two cops outside. I thought I was getting arrested, but they handed me my card and said, thanks so much. And then they asked which golf courses nearby they should go play at. So I have no idea whether or not the broadcast had anything to do with it. But shortly after we talked about civil liberties and all of the issues surrounding it, that card was returned pretty quickly.
Right. I wonder if they heard or got any blowback from our conversation on the air here.
Yeah. So we need, where's our thank you? We kept you out of jail.
Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
We even had a law expert on the next day to talk about this, and he pretty much said you're screwed.
Oh, well, yeah. I would be adrift without you guys.
Well, that's very good. Well, thanks as always for checking in with us, and we'll talk some more tech next week with you this time. Jeremy, there he goes. Jeremy Anticone, thank you very much. So, guys, you feel good?
See the impact of this show?
Yes. Police getting all cozy with them.
Hey, where's a good place to go swing the sticks around here, Jeremy? Sorry about that, by the way.
Yes, oh, you're a good guy after all.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I just want to gross you out for a second. Okay. Is that okay?
What are we doing?
The five or six things that are on your body right now.
No.
And they're all disgusting.
No.
Yeah.
I don't want to know.
It's all right.
Ignorance is bliss.
We'll stick with five things.
Oh, God.
Belly button bacteria.
Oh yeah.
Belly button tends to collect a lot of exotic bacteria, about 2,000 different species at any given time. And researchers have found bacteria in people's navels that are usually found only in the polar ice caps and the thermal vents.
That's odd.
How about that, huh? Talk about exotic bacteria. Here's another one. Skin-eating insects. There's a common type of mite that feeds on dead skin cells, and it could be a cause of a common form of eczema. So if you have that, you just might have the mites too.
All right. It's starting to freak me out.
It only gets better here. You're going to love number two. This is number three, dead skin cells. Pretty much the whole outer layer of your skin is dead and in the process of falling off at times. Totally normal and harmless. But every time you touch someone else anywhere, in any way, you're touching dead skin.
Yeah. Don't we get a whole new body every like 7 days or something?
Yeah, I think so.
Skin's regenerating?
All right, here's the number two. I'm going to skip over number two and do number one. Dermatex mites. These are microscopic parasites that live on your eyelashes, and they feed on skin cells and the oil secreted by your hair follicles.
Wonderful. Not mine. I shaved my eyelashes off a long time ago.
All right, let's go back to number two. No matter how well you take care of business, there's always a little left behind.
Oh, come on!
About a tenth of a gram, unless you're messy. We're talking about fecal matter, and it ends up on your underwear, it spreads to the rest of your clothing, and into the laundry.
You know, Jen's going to be very upset that she was not here for this segment.
I'm very upset that Jen's not here.
I'm very upset you did this story.
Because none of this would have happened.
I already forgot about
it. All right, we're going to try to clean things up when we return next on As We See It with Phil Hewlett and Friends on KFWB News Talk 980.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing, a cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door, and the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com. Thanks for tuning in to As We See It with Phil Hewlett and Friends. I'm the guy with the name and the title, and Jennifer Bjorklund is off vacationing in Wisconsin. In fact, she's probably in a small town right now. And Jay Capadonia, Chris Martin are here. And joining us in the studio, well, let me preface it by saying this. You may be old enough to remember Charles Kuralt and his On the Road series. It was on CBS for so many years. He used to travel the country and deliver the small town stories, and they were always so interesting and enlightening and uplifting. Well, those stories still exist, but who's carrying the torch? Maybe it's our guests here in the studio right now, the host of the TV show Small Town Big Deal, Jan Carl and Rodney Miller. Hello, you two.
Woo-hoo! Hey,
thanks for having us.
You found us in a little small town here where the studio.
They're excited.
They're happy.
We are.
Well, you meet all these people around the country in these small towns, and what does that do for you?
Oh, in a nutshell, for me, in the last few years, I admit I've been kind of getting down and depressed, and you know, America's bad, and we're bad, and everything's bad, and the economy's bad, and you know, my home's not worth anything. And I started feeling bad. We started doing the show. Well, I started doing the show.
If your home's not worth anything, can I buy it? Because it's pretty nice.
It's gone up. But I got to tell you, Phil, by traveling the country and doing this show with Rodney, I have fallen back in love with America. I have faith again, hope again.
Because you've been a big town girl for the last 20 years or so, right?
And I covered the negative news for a long time. And I covered some of it.
On Entertainment Tonight?
Yeah. First hard news on KTLA.
Channel 5 here in
Channel
L.A.
Channel 5. That was many years with Hal Fishman. And then Entertainment Tonight. And we are covering great stories that just really, they lift my heart. I know that sounds really corny.
Well, give me an example because, like, I'm kind of a hard...
Oh, gosh.
Not
well,
to crack.
You can go on our website right now at smalltownbigdeal.com and watch tonight's episode, which is about Catalina Island, just right across the
bay. That's a small town, Avalon.
That's a small town.
Oh, it's very small.
We had a blast there. I mean, the Flying Fish Festival.
Listen to you, Rodney. You sound like a small town guy with that accent.
I am a small town guy.
Well, in fact, you've got some farming background in you,
I
don't
do.
You?
I do. I always say I was born a farmer, and I hope to die a farmer. And so far, if I died today, that would come true. So, yeah, I'm a small town guy. I'm just a farm boy from Southern Illinois. I mean, she's a big star,
don't let him fool you. But here's an example. Okay? We found a guy in Vermont. I'll try to say this really fast. And he built like a small wiffle ball field that looked like Fenway Park. And then he built another one that looked like Wrigley Field. And we're like, do grown men play wiffle ball? Do you play wiffle ball?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. The backyard barbecue.
Okay. Well, no. Right? These guys made the ESPN top 10 in one of their plays. Oh. But here's the deal. We're like, well, I'm not. That's kind of cool, but is it a story? And then we found out he had a couple of sons who played hockey. He found out about a guy who made his dream come true. Got on the team at Boston University as a hockey player. 11 seconds into his first game, he became a quadriplegic.
Oh,
so the guy with the wiffle ball field calls, well, I want to do something. They started a fundraiser. They have a blast. That guy got from Boston, from Staten Island. Yeah. They raised $500,000 playing wiffle ball. And we met Travis, and he's fantastic. And, you know, he had a rough time.
That's cool.
So that's cool. That would, you know what?
That's
you might just shed a tear, baby.
A what's your?
Jay shed a tear.
Yeah,
not possible.
No,
you know what? When you watch the video of Travis and see it happen,
might happen.
But then it's an uplifting story because of what Pat and his wiffle ball field did.
What's your definition of a small town?
Ooh, it varies.
You know, we'll go inside the Beltline, too. We'll did a story on Louisville Slugger because that's a family-owned business since the 1800s. And, you know, it was fun. And we got to find out that the shavings from whose bat did we think? Alex Rodriguez's bat is under some turkeys in Indiana.
Indiana.
Right now.
What do you do with those shavings? Well, they got a turkey farmer picks them up.
Oh, boy.
But we also got to hold the model for Babe Ruth's bat and the model for, you know.
They preserve that, huh?
Oh, they have this vault. Watch the show. We go in the vault and they've got all the bats. But, yeah, so Louisville was not necessarily a small town, but we knew because it was made in America that would resonate with our audience.
Do you warn the towns that you're coming, or do they just say, okay, here comes a big TV truck with a bunch of people and a crew, and then you hang out in the town for 2 weeks? What happens?
Yeah, so we always warn them. Sometimes we get some help. But, you know, we're pretty small and pretty nimble. And as we go, and we try, you know, one other thing, we tell great stories, but we also try to be really entertaining, you know, and fun and have fun together. And you know, I provide the look. She's the brain. Do I have that backwards?
Oh, this guy's quick.
No.
Oh, boy.
Well, okay, let me just tell you this.
You know who's bringing the comedy.
Yeah. Yeah, right?
There's always a competition, no matter where we go.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, here's...
And I have a slight edge.
In what?
In just about everything.
Well, not in cow milk.
Well, not in cow milk. And she really smoked me last week.
You've got some farming in you, too?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I just knew which cow to pick, you know? And I whispered in her ear, and she let down for me.
You could tell me later what you whispered.
Yeah.
Is there a common thread that you find from town to town?
I would say a passion for their community.
Yeah.
I mean, really a passion.
You don't feel
for
that
community.
In a big city, do you?
Sometimes it's hard. I think it's harder sometimes. But not that the big towns can't do it. I think we can be inspired by them. I mean, I live in L.A., and I think we could definitely be inspired by that. But, I mean, I guess if you're sick of the negative and negative, tons of negative news, tons of negative TV, and it's not a good show unless they're, you know, yelling and cussing and they're adding bleeps. I mean, I've been in mixed houses and they're adding bleeps when they're not even swearing.
Right.
If you're a little tired of that and you just want something that makes you feel good, uplifting, you know, it's entertaining. It's something you haven't seen. We did the National Lumberjack Championships.
We were talking about that.
Yeah,
we
awesome.
Love that.
One of my favorite sports.
They were the coolest people ever.
Yeah,
we had
so much fun doing that. We got to participate in it.
Okay, you smoked me in the axe throwing.
Yeah. Well, oh, my goodness.
Axe throwing.
Yeah.
You two are hardly ever home. And so, Jan, we're talking about your house. Is there a gig open for house sitter?
Oh, you know, I do believe so. Somebody to water the garden, please.
Not too much water, though.
So
that's right. Only on Tuesdays and Thursdays at my house.
All right. So tell us more about where we can watch the show, because it's on in various places, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can see it on RFD TV or FamilyNet. Those are in about 61 million homes of the 115 million homes in America with TV.
Like DirecTV?
Like with DirecTV or Dish. Channel 345 on Direct, 231 on Dish. And you can
also... Y'all catch that? Y'all writing that down at home?
Y'all also can see it on CarbonTV.com, which is a TV internet network that's really rising and it's on the upside. Or you can go to our website and watch episodes. And we just signed a deal with Wonderful Living TV, which is in about 45 million homes. And that's so new, it hasn't even started yet. It'll start in a week or so.
Well, look at you grow. And the website, smalltownbigdeal.com.
That's
and if you
right.
can't remember that, we have a link on our links page at philhewlettandfriends.com. We got you covered right there. So how great to see you.
Great. Let's do some axe throwing after the show.
Oh, awesome. Yes.
I'm in.
We have a couple of those. Mike Stark, our executive producer, we always keep axes.
He's just nodding yes.
Just a couple of tomahawks in the back closet.
But the next time we come?
That's our security. Yes.
Chicken poop bingo.
Chicken poop bingo?
I've heard of this.
What town is that from?
I have no interest in watching chickens take a crap on a square.
You could win.
Why would somebody do that?
You won. The person won $250.
Well, all right.
now you're inspired.
Well, now he's in.
Yeah, now I'm down.
And you might just cry.
Yeah.
No, I mean, that was a story in Iowa. In the small town, they had thousands and thousands of people on bicycles
and
riding.
And I can watch this on your show?
Yes, you can.
Absolutely.
That show is called Rag Bri.
Slow motion replays?
We didn't get that detailed on that one. We did the slow motion replay when I fell in Lake Geneva.
Oh, my gosh. She fell off the boat at Lake Geneva, and three cameras caught it. Thank God, three cameras. If you're going to fall in the lake, let's at least get it on camera.
You do swim.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little hard when you're fully clothed. And the water's like 53 degrees.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. That was not planned.
It was pretty nipply, yeah.
What?
What?
Oh, my God. Hey,
there's that edge I'm talking about. Yeah.
Well, you should see the outtakes.
Rodney Miller and Jan Carl, a pleasure to see you. And again, the show is called?
Small Town, Big Deal.
Tune in.
All right. Very good. Thanks for coming out.
Thanks for having us.
To our small studio here. Hey, what a show. Don't miss it. Go to philhewlettandfriends.com. You can listen to it again. In case you were listening and you missed it. But we'll love your comments. We have an email address, feedback@philhewlettandfriends. On Twitter, we're at As We See It Show. Thanks to Mike Stark, our executive producer. Brooke Peterson is our producer. Production assistant Nick Wright. Our theme song is composed and performed by Russ Monson. For Jennifer Bjorklund out in Wisconsin with the cheese and the wine. For Jay Capadonia and Chris Martin, I'm Phil Hewlett. Can't wait to talk with you next time when we call it As We See It with Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot, available now at Walgreens.
I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Portsacall Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials, as well as the South Bay's best bottomless champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Portsacall Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsacalldining.com or call 310-833-3553.